The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm great. And you are my husband as well. I have to mention that too, right?
Yes, I am.
We have a special guest, Tom Toole from Up Dakota Electrical Company. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we cover many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, we have a webcam up on the roof, so you can look out at Dunmore Corners and see what the weather is or anything else that's going on at Dunmore Corners. So that's the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is also mobile friendly. And remember to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Once again, Tom Toole, owner of Up Dakota Electrical Company. You're here today to talk to us about electricity.
Yes, I am.
And all those wires that are in our house, what kind of wires we're going to identify different types of wiring. We deal primarily, Pat and I, with a market with older homes. And one of the topics I'm really looking to dive into today is knob and tube wiring. We still see quite a bit of it out there. Can you tell us what it is, how to identify it, and if it's good or bad?
It is bad because of the age of it. I would say best way to identify it to first start is when you walk into a house is look at the receptacles in your switches. If you still have the old push button switches and if you still have two prong outlets, most likely you have knob and tube, also your light fixtures, and then you would make your way down to the basement. And another great place to check is up in your attic, which a lot of people don't check. So that's where you would start.
So what does it look like? Ceramic knobs that are often like a light color white or cream?
Yeah, a light color white. You would go down to the basement. It would be surface mounted at the underside of your joists. And then you would basically see two strands running your hot and neutral wire. And then it would just branch off.
You know, we see in a lot of houses is people tie their Romex into that nice knob and tube, and there's lots of times it looks like a rat's nest in some of these basements with all the wires all over the place.
Yeah, and a lot of times what they try to do is camouflage that, because you go down to the basement and the first thing you do is you go over to your panel box, you see new Romex coming out, but a lot of people don't spend the time to trace that, and then it's hidden in a junction box and it's converted over to knob and tube. So you have to really go through the house when you're going to buy something.
So you look in your basement on the floor joists or in the attic.
Yeah, a lot of people don't check up in the attic.
And it could be under insulation.
Well, yeah, up in the attic, it's usually drilled through the joists and under the insulation, or they convert it to BX wire, which was at the same time as knob and tube, and that's just the armored steel cable. I don't know if you ever saw that wire, but they usually drop that down the wall. The knob and tube would be up in between the joists, and then when they tapped off the knob and tube, they would drop the BX down the wall. But you really have to check. You have to lift. If there's plywood there, lift the plywood. It's a good practice to take an electrician with you or a contractor to really get into it, because a lot of people don't. And then they, you know, they could go into a house and see three-prong outlets, but if they don't have an outlet tester, how do you know if that's a good three-prong outlet that's grounded? It could be knob and tube, and somebody just changed the outlets out and the switches and the lights, and you're looking oh, this is all nice. And then you go down to the panel box and you see new Romex wire and you're like, oh, this is all rewired. And the person could tell you it's rewired, but it's really not.
That seems to be a common occurrence. People think that they've had updated wiring, and but what's in the ceiling and behind the walls.
Yeah. And I feel bad because I'm always like the bearer of bad news when I go into the house. It's always a buddy or something calling me. And, well, the guy I bought off told me it was okay. And then I go and I'm like, take a switch apart. And I show them the knob and tube. Or I take them up in the attic and lift a piece of plywood and show them the knob and tube. Or show them where it junction down in the basement. So
a good thorough home inspection should be able to reveal this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And by a qualified electrician like yourself.
Yeah.
Or a home inspector. Okay. Should wiring, any type of wiring, Romex, knob and tube, BX, be under insulation?
It could be.
And there's no problem with that?
There's no real problem with it. You don't want to bury your junction boxes. Your junction boxes have to be accessible. They can't be buried. I mean, they could be under insulation, but you don't want them, you know, you want to be able to see them. I like to put them up where I could see them.
Okay. Now, back to the knob and tube.
Okay.
You have ceramic knobs.
Yeah.
And then you have a wire on top, a wire below. Sometimes it's not live, but it's still hanging in basements and attics.
Well, see, when you get rid of, if I do an old home rewire by code, I'm supposed to get rid of it completely. So if that job gets inspected, that's a good sign that it didn't get inspected. Because if the inspector comes in and he still sees that knob and tube, he's not going to be too happy with you. And he's going to tell you, I want it completely gone. Because in the code book, it needs to be completely wiped out because it causes that confusion. If you go into a house and you're not an electrician and you don't have a voltage ticker with you to test that, then how do you know if it's live or not? So that's a If they're getting to inspect it, then it will be out of there.
Back in the day when they used knob and tube, and it was only knob and tube, was it a good wire?
Yeah, it wasn't a bad process. It's just that's the process they had. The problem is the wire is 100 years old, and you know, back then you went into a bedroom and you had a switch, a light, and an outlet. People didn't have all the stuff they have today. I mean, you go into a kid's room today, they have TVs, all the electronics and everything. The knob and tube can't handle that load.
And what else about the knob and tube that we have to be concerned about?
I would really, the biggest hazard that I see with it is where it's at a switch or where it's junction. Because they soldered it and then they have it all taped up. And if you look at them, the junction box is usually really, really small. And there's really, really a lot of wires in there. I don't even know how they packed all that in back in the day. They must have been magicians. But you have to, that's a lot of points where the heat gets created. So you really have to look for that. I mean, all in all, it's just, it needs to go. If you see it, it's your red flag, you know.
And if you're still using knob and tube, excuse me, in the house, it's not grounded.
No, and the problem is, too, people always ask me, I hate when I go in a house and they ask me, is it dangerous? Well, yeah, it's dangerous. It's 100 years old. It's They want you to, like, pacify them and tell them that it's okay. It's not okay.
Is it a cloth wire and it disintegrates? Is the casing a cloth?
Yeah, it's, and usually where it disintegrates is where is the connection going back to the junction, is because the junction is where you're connecting all the wires. So that's where you're making that heat.
And that's where you often, if there's an electrical fire, it's usually.
Yeah, because that insulation starts to degrade and then your hot wire and your neutral wire touch each other and hopefully the breaker blows. But then if it doesn't blow, you know.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, you're going to have a problem.
Okay. So today we use Romex wiring?
Romex wire.
And what does that look like?
That is color coded now. Your 14-2 Romex is white.
And what is 14?
14 is for your lighting. You could basically do all your bedrooms in 14 and all your lighting in 14 in your residential house. And then
that's like a 15-amp wire?
That's a 15-amp wire.
Okay.
And then you have your 12-2, which is yellow, and that's a 20-amp wire. And that would be your kitchens, your bathrooms, your dining room outlets, all your major appliances.
So when we're going in the basement and we see the white and we see the yellow, then we see the orange.
The orange is for your dryers. That's your 220 water heater.
Stove.
And it was nice because I like when they came out with that because it made it easier for inspection. So the inspector could come in, look, see the colors, get in and get out. You know, so it wouldn't hold you up. It used to be all white, so then you had to play the guessing game, and unfortunately there's people that cut corners out there. So now with the color coding, he could come in. Okay, that's all wired in 12. That's 14. There's your 220 for your water heater. I'm good to go. Everything's safe here.
Okay, good. So that's all on new construction.
That's all on new construction.
Yes, because I still see homes with just all the white.
Yeah.
Romex.
Yeah.
Okay. GFIs, GFCIs.
Yes.
Is it the same, GFI, GFCI? Does it mean the same thing?
Yeah, they just shorten it. Ground fault circuit interrupter. And
okay.
That's basically for your kitchens, your bathrooms, unfinished basement, outside outlets. Anything next to water needs to be ground fault protected.
So what does that do so I don't blow myself up?
It trips on, it's a more sensitive receptacle than your regular 15, 20 amp receptacle. And that's what it's made for, to trip easier than
if it senses ground, it'll trip as
easier.
Yeah,
if you have a cord and you plug in, appliance cord and it hits the water, it's going to trip out like that.
Can that work reliably on a house with knob and tube without the ground?
Well, the imbalance is between the hot and neutral, so it could, but 99% of the times we've tried that on condemned houses where you go in and they want to upgrade it and they make you put the ground faults on the counter. I've never had too much luck with it because with the knob and tube, the way I explained before, where they just wire, they have two strands running down, they just keep branching off. It's such a long run, it doesn't seem to trip that imbalance, so it's not a good...
It doesn't work.
Yeah,
right.
It really doesn't work.
How could you tell that a GFI isn't working other than, get electrocuted?
Get electrocuted.
Yeah, so if you want to test one, do they have a button on them?
Yeah, they have a test reset button that should be tested monthly. I believe now they're coming out with GFCIs with an alarm on them that does the... I didn't really do too much research on it yet, but I guess when it goes, the alarm goes off. So you should test it, though. You really should test it monthly. And I know a lot of people don't. They usually just call me and tell me it won't reset. So that's most of the time what happens with that.
I have a lot of testing to do when we go home. I got to do the basement. I got to do the garage. I got to do the bathrooms. I got a lot of buttons.
So they do go bad.
They do go bad, yeah.
And what causes that? Anything? Just age?
It could be age, it could be manufacturing of it. It's like anything else. The stuff today doesn't really last like it used to. So
it wears out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're headed towards a break. We're having a great discussion with you, but my head's spinning. I want to go in 20 different directions now. But there's a lot more that we're going to talk about after we go to break. We have with us Tom Toole from Up to Code Electrical Company. What's your contact information, please?
Contact is phone number 570-840-9953.
For all your electrical needs, right?
Yes.
Okay, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
We have a beautifully remodeled two-family home at 227 North Sumner Avenue in Scranton for $160,000. This home is completely renovated with two new beautiful kitchens and baths. It has new decks, and all of this is on a nice large corner lot. It has gorgeous hardwood floors throughout. It has tile floors in the kitchen and the bath. One apartment has two bedrooms and 2.5 baths, and the other apartment is a two-bedroom with 1.5 baths. It has new central air conditioning and an on-demand hot water heater, so you will never run out of hot water. That's a beautifully remodeled two-family home at 227-229 North Sumner Avenue in Scranton for $160,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have some statistics from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. multi-list system for single-family homes in all counties and areas that we serve. Different price ranges that have seen the most significant year-to-date increase. We have the $40,000 to $50,000 range, and that's up 17.5%. The $90,000 to $100,000 range is up 13%. The $120,000 to $140,000 range is up 11%. And the $140,000 to $160,000 price range is up 25%. And anything above $500,000 is up 25%. And that's remarkable because that market really took a hit when everything went downward. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning again.
Good morning. We have Tom Toole, owner of Up to Code Electrical Company. Good morning.
Good morning.
We had a great discussion in the first half of the show. We talked about knob and tube wiring, Romex wiring, GFCI outlets, which are also called GFIs, and all the safety requirements according to our codes today. How you feel, knob and tube, it's not a safe wire, but and you often recommend people not cut corners, but people want an easy fix, maybe a more economical, financially less expensive fix when it comes to knob and tube, but there really isn't. They should rewire.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I thought we'd enter into a discussion regarding fuses. So if there's knob and tube wiring, often there's a panel that contains fuses.
Yes.
Are fuse boxes also unsafe, and should they be upgraded?
They're not unsafe, but they should be upgraded. I don't really think anybody wants to be unscrewing fuses anymore. So they should be upgraded to a panel box. That's actually where you should start when you're doing your house over, is you need to have, that's the foundation is the service. Start with a brand new service and then go from there.
You know, I was a kid, we all had fuses and fuse boxes, and there was a solution to put a penny in there so it will never break the the fuse will never pop again.
Yes, yeah. the old penny trick. I actually run into a lot of problems with this because you hit the nail on the head there. They always just keep putting a bigger fuse in. So when I start with the wiring, a lot of times they don't do the rewire of the house immediately, and we end up putting a new service in. And then the wire becomes properly under the right circuit breaker being 15 or 20 amp. And then I get the phone call all the time. Well, the breaker keeps tripping. Well, that's because the breaker is doing its job now. Instead of putting a penny in there or going up to a 30 amp fuse or a 40 amp fuse and let's just burn the house down.
I don't think people really understand that.
They don't... They don't respect it. That's what I should say. They don't respect it. They just think you could keep putting a bigger fuse in and that's going to solve the problem. But that's actually creating more of a problem because if that wire's only a 12 gauge wire, it's only going to run on 20 amps. So you're working it and working it and working it, and that's where the heat is a factor. I mean, electricity is, the heat is everything. If too much heat causes the fire, so you shouldn't do that. And that's getting back to the breaker tripping. That's where they get mad at me, because they actually call me. I've had people call me and say, well, can't we put a bigger breaker in? It's like, no, this is why we have to rewire, because we put the new service in now, and now we're going to rewire. So if you have a problem, let's rewire this room.
Do it correctly.
Yeah.
Do it correctly and safely.
Yes.
So they choose to do it in phases because usually it is an expensive undertaking and they can't financially afford to do it all at one time.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's understandable, and I work with people like that. We'll start with the panel box, and you know, I've had a lot of customers where we did one or two rooms a year. That's no problem, but don't call me and ask me to, you know, upsize the breaker, because I'm not going to do it. And I do make it clear to them that you're going to have this problem once we put the new service in, that the breaker is going to trip, but it's tripping because it's doing its job. You want the breaker to trip. You don't want the breaker not to trip, because then you're going to have a fire issue.
Right. Now, outside, the service going in a lot of times on older houses is just a wire coming down from
your weather
the pole. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What is a service? Could you explain to people who are not familiar
service with it? Is basically PPL owns the outside line, or any power company, and then the wire coming over they own, and then we call it the service drop is from the weatherhead down
to the meter.
Yes, so you own that from the weatherhead down to the meter is your responsibility. The meter base that holds the glass meter is your responsibility, and the wire going in. So all they're responsible for is the meter and the line coming over.
Years and years ago on older homes, the service coming into the house would be just a wire alongside the house.
Yes.
Affixed to the house.
Yes.
And it's cloth.
Yes.
And it frays.
Yes.
And decomposes.
Yes.
And that's not good.
No, because then that exposes your wiring, and that comes up a lot on home inspections.
Yes, it does.
Because they go, you know, they see that, and the cloth is frayed. They make the new wiring today is SEU, and that's a plastic material. But actually, that gets I've seen a lot of that get sunbaked and opened up. We like to do it in pipe. I like to do it in PVC from the top right in, and then you're done with it. You don't have to worry about it again. It's sunlight resistant. Even that, you know, the SEU, the new wire, sunlight resistant. But if it's on a side that's getting a ton of sun, you'll see it. And I'm sure you guys ran into it where you've seen it starting to split open. So it's good practice just to do it in pipe and be done with it.
Do electricians, some choose not to put it in pipe?
Yeah, that all leads down to cost too. A lot of people don't want to pay to put it in pipe. It's not really a big difference. It's a little more labor, but it's...
I would think it would be a code requirement.
It's not. It all depends. If you're on a driveway side, they really encourage you to put it in pipe for protection and everything. But it's not a code requirement. I personally, like I said, I like doing it in pipe and just being done with it.
Right.
Do it right the first time.
Sounds safer. Okay, let's talk about Federal Pacific electrical panels, because I see quite a bit of those.
Yes.
What is the problem with Federal Pacific?
Well, they were before my time, but the problem with them was that there was a big if you go online and look up articles, you get all mixed reviews of them. They didn't trip. The breakers did not trip out. That was the biggest problem with them. I think they were put in between the 70s and 80s, there was a ton of them. I've changed out a ton of them. I've actually had people that left them there, and I had a wire to them, and I wasn't real comfortable with that. But they do make approved breakers for them now that you could buy and put in there. But they were, like I said, the biggest problem with them is they didn't trip. So if you had a problem, your breaker didn't work, and that would cause a meltdown.
So people should or should not replace Federal Pacific?
They should.
Okay.
Absolutely replace them. If you have just say you're changing insurance companies. If the insurance company comes in, they're immediately going to tell you that you need to get rid of that, or they're not going to insure your building. So that's how bad they are. If people don't believe they're bad, just ask your insurance agent.
That comes up a lot with us on the inspection. The first thing the inspector points out, he says, you got a Federal Pacific, you're going to have to take care of that.
Yeah, and what I usually do is you could go online and get the articles, and it's a good practice to print them out and just take them on the job, because believe it or not, some people don't believe you and think that you're trying to, you know, take them for a ride and get a service out of it, which you're really not. You're trying to tell them that your house is going to, you know, potentially burn down.
Right, but there are parts you can get.
Yes, you could buy the new breakers are approved, and usually when I wire, I actually I'll put that new breaker in and then put almost like a little mini box next to that and another like square D breaker and wire into that, so I'll almost double protect myself, because I'm not a big fan of them, period. But like I said, a lot of people will say, I never had a problem with them, I don't want to change it out.
Right.
And I could only tell them about it and give them the article and tell them to contact their insurance guy or lady. But if they don't, then, you know.
Well, not only do insurance companies have a problem with it, some of the lenders have a problem with it too.
Yeah.
And when their appraisers go out, they make a note of it in the appraisal, and it is an issue. So, and then the inspector usually has a big, big problem with it, home inspector.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of problems along the way if someone's trying to sell a house and someone's trying to buy a house.
Yeah.
It is an obstacle to overcome in a real estate transaction.
Yes.
It happened many times for us.
Yeah.
I could see people's hesitancy to put the money into a panel or something. They're going to spend X amount of dollars and they're not going to see anything. It's not like putting new cabinets in the kitchen. It's something beautiful you can see. Like you were talking about before, people's hesitancy to do the electrical work.
And that's funny, too, because you say that. I've done, like, you go, they spend $40,000, $50,000 on a kitchen, and then, you know, we got the kitchen, and there's knob and tube all over the house, but they don't want to rewire. I actually had a house like that. When we got it, the kitchen, there was two bedrooms above it that was knob and tube, so we rewired while we had it open. But you're spending all this money to make your kitchen look nice, but your house could burn down because you still have knob and tube. So I like to start with making the house safe and then worrying about that.
Sure.
The cosmetic stuff later.
It's all about safety for me too. Okay. Well, we're out of time. Tom Toole, owner of Up to Code Electrical Company. Once again, your contact information, please.
570-840-9953.
And you're the guy with the big Frankenstein trucks.
Yes, you can't miss
around.
Me. I have Frankenstein with the lightning bolts. It's a
black truck.
It's a funky looking black truck. It looks like a little mini UPS truck almost.
And it's not for Halloween.
It's not for Halloween.
And there's a slogan on the side.
We'll shock the competition.
All right. Now, you have a family business also, your wife and your mom. It's a family business. It's Addie's Gift Store on Chestnut Street in Dunmore.
Yes.
Okay. And what I really like about this store is that there's, if you have that hard to find person that you want to buy a gift for, and now we're coming on Christmas next week, you didn't get something out there, you have American-made gifts and products that you sell.
Yes, we have something for everybody. Mom, dad, the kids, even the animals. All our products are made in USA, and we also deal with some local like artists that make crafty stuff too.
Soaps, lotions,
everything.
Toys,
jewelry. Yeah, we have wind and fire, the bracelets. We have pretty much
something,
a little bit of everything for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boomerangs.
Nice.
My son has a boomerang.
We have the boomerangs. We have the old school.
We still don't know how to throw it, though. Because we throw it, it just keeps going.
Okay. Thanks so much, Tom. Would you come back next week?
Yes.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes. We have a very nice half double in Scranton with 4 bedrooms and 3 baths at 420 Prospect Avenue for only $64,000. This home is in excellent condition, and it has been completely remodeled. There is a bathroom on each floor and a private master suite on the 3rd floor. It also has a first floor laundry, beautiful hardwood floors, a covered front porch, and plenty of off-street parking. You could own this for less than you are paying in rent right now. That's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, half double in move-in condition at 420 Prospect Avenue in Scranton for only $64,000, and that's listed by Trish Conway of our office.
I want to wish everyone a merry, very merry, beautiful, bright Christmas, and remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.